Good evening, boobies. Today I have got a list of things that you should try if you haven't tried them already. And these are a little bit eclectic. I started off thinking about stuff on my iPad that was worth mentioning, but is also hopefully applicable to you know, people that have got computers and stuff. So the first thing on my list of stuff you should try if you haven't already is Dropbox. Which I'm finding incredibly useful, and we're actually using for our business now. It's a way of putting, of making a folder on your computer that is synchronized with the web, and also any other computers that you own can subscribe to the same folder. So anything you change on any one computer gets synchronized to all the others. Ever so useful, and really useful for sharing work files back and forth between those of us that work at the same company at our ticket printing business. So we use that a lot, and the app on the iPad is very good as well, and it's also available for the iPhone, and I'm guessing also available for Android and various other platforms. Something else I think is great you should try if you haven't tried it already is the BBC News iPhone and iPad app. Ever so good. It's an awful lot, very reminiscent of Pulse, which is another sort of feed reader type app, but of course it's with the BBC News, and there's also the ability to press a button and watch BBC News live, which is terribly good, really very, very good app, slick and very easy to use, and you can sort of tune it so that it shows the bits of the BBC News site that you're interested in. A couple of things for the photographers out there. A couple of my favourite photography apps. Probably my favourite photography app is the Guardian Eyewitness app. My favourite app for looking at photography, that is, not for doing stuff with it. I will do, by the way, a boo at some point talking about my favourite photography apps for working with photographs on the iPad or on the iPhone. But so if you're just interested in looking at some great photography, the Guardian Eyewitness app is absolutely superb. It's photographs that are usually related to what's going on in the news. And they do have a little button on there that allows you to find a little bit about the picture that was taken and who took it, and, you know, some tips on getting a photograph like that. They tend to be a bit puerile, but the photographs themselves are absolutely spectacular and current and interesting, and well worth your time. Another great photograph posting app is called APOD, which is Astronomy Photograph of the Day, APOD. Well worth a look if you're interested in astronomy, and I've actually enjoyed getting that out with Catherine, and every now and then there's something in there that you know, she'll recognise, and I can talk to her about and tell her what she's seeing and just sort of teach her a little bit about the universe. You know, I'm a guy, astronomy is one of those things I'm interested in, so I get that out fairly often, and there are some spectacular pictures in there. Something else you should try, if you haven't already tried this, find your absolute favourite photograph, the one that you are most proud of in the whole wide world, get it open in Photoshop, preferably with all the layers intact, because you saved it with all those layers intact, didn't you? And reprocess it. If you can't get the old layers back, get the old RAW file back, because I'm sure you kept that. Get the earliest version of it you can, and try reprocessing that photograph. I mention this because I... one of my favourite photographs, one of the ones that I guess I'm best known for, is the Western at low tide one, the one with the boats with the Western Supermare Pier in the background. May it rest in peace, long since burned down, unfortunately. But that photograph I have probably reprocessed at least four times, sometimes completely from scratch and sometimes building on what I'd already got. But last night I actually took the photograph, the print that I have on my lounge wall of that photograph, and replaced it with a more recent version. And it makes an astonishing difference. It's huge. It's actually that photograph really sings now. So I'm really proud of that one. So that's my tips of things that you should try if you haven't already. I can do a ton more of those if I ever get stuck for content. But definitely that last one, if you're a photographer, try reprocessing something that you're very proud of, because I bet you can make it better. It's amazing how much your skills develop over time. All right, I will catch you tomorrow, boobies. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.